Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of J.C. Johnson, William McKinney, Fred Allert, and Al Casey, and have a vocabulary lesson. Last week, September 15th, marked the birth in 1915 in Louisville of guitarist Al Casey. Unfortunately, Al Casey died this past week, just 4 days shy of his 90th birthday. He moved to New York City in 1930 and played guitar in a high school friend's band at Harlem's Apollo Theater, among other venues. Al's two uncles and their wives were in a gospel quartet and had met Fats Waller when he was looking for a guitarist. They recommended Al, but although Fats was impressed with his playing, he refused to hire Al full-time until he graduated from high school. Al's association with Fats Waller lasted from 1933 until Waller's death, and he appeared on more than 100 of Fats' records. He appears on more than 100 other records with Lionel Hampton, pianist Teddy Wilson, clarinetist Mez Mesro, and backing Billie Holiday. Here's Al Casey. Thank you. Hot stuff from an October 19th, 1938 radio broadcast over WNEW. You heard Louis Armstrong, Fats Waller, Jack Teagarden, Bud Freeman, Slick Jones, and Al Casey jamming together on Tiger Rag. Before that, it was Fats Waller and his rhythm, with guitarist Albert Casey featured more prominently than usual on Buck Jumpin', recorded October 1st, 1941. The story goes that Al was once late for a gig, and Fats, who insisted on punctuality, put him on the spot by introducing him at the end of the band's first number as if he were a celebrity, and asked him to play an improvised solo. The resulting tune was Buck Jumpin', and Fats was so impressed with it that the band recorded it, and that's what you just heard. We began our tribute to Al Casey with Louisiana Fairy Tale, written by Mitchell Parrish, Haven Gillespie, and J. Fred Coots. That was recorded March 6, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Another figure associated with Fats Waller is pianist and songwriter James C. Johnson, born this past week, September 14, 1896, in Chicago. After moving to New York, he began his recording career in the early 20s, accompanying blues singers including Ethel Waters, for whom he wrote Sweet Man Blues. His chief collaborators were Fats Waller and Andy Razaf, with whom he generally worked separately, but he also worked with lyricists such as George Whiting and Henry Creamer. His more famous songs include The Joint is Jumpin', Dip Your Brush in the Sunshine, which was recorded by Ted Lewis, and Dusky Stevedore, which was recorded by Nat Shilkret, Frank Trumbauer, Von DeLeith, Coon Sanders Nighthawks, and others. In 1930, Johnson wrote a musical called Change Your Luck, which opened June 6th at George M. Cohan's Theater. It starred Hamtree Harrington, but ran for just 17 performances. He also wrote nightclub reviews for Texas Gwinnon. She was an actress, vaudeville performer, and owner of a speakeasy called the 300 Club. She coined the phrase Big Butter and Egg Men to refer to her well-to-do customers. James C. Johnson was mostly inactive following Fats Waller's death in 1943. He retired to Harlem, where he became a civic leader and died on February 27, 1981. Here are three from J.C. Johnson.
folks is always snooping around. Everything you do gets found out. I live down there, know what I'm talking about. If you want a backbite, I vow, someone is bound to see you somehow. And it makes no difference to them who gets hurt, just as long as they can dish the dirt. I heard old Sister Jones ask Brother Wright, Deacon, can you do what you did last night? I sure feel improved, my spirit's moved. Won't you do what you did last night? Oh, hun, let's duplicate what you did last night. Sure was up to date what you did last night. You can call on me, better still, you can keep the key, long as you do what you did last night. Now there's good old Uncle Joe, he had an awful fright for repeating just a little bit too soon what he did last night. Almost broke his back, neighbors heard it crack, doing what he did last night. Black, she's had an awful fight, couldn't keep it to herself, had to signify about what she did last night. Now she's homesick in bed, bandages all around her head, but doing what she did last night. Oh, it makes me sick and tired when you storm it around. Rest your hat and coat and pull that shade on down. Anybody calls, we're out, that's all, doing what we did last night. Come on and shake that thing, Papa, don't be so polite. Hold your mama close like you did last night. As I'm feeling kind of tight, you can lower the light so we can dance like we did last night. Don't misconstrue, dance like we did last night.
Ted Weems and his orchestra, July 19, 1926, with the vocal trio of Parker Gibbs, reed man, Bill Comfort, who played banjo in the band, and drummer Dusty Rhodes. That was She Belongs to Me, written by J.C. Johnson, Andy Razaf, and Paul Deniker. Before that, it was Ethel Waters singing the Andy Razaf lyric to J.C. Johnson's Do What You Did Last Night, recorded by Columbia on August 21, 1928. I'm sure no one in this audience misconstrued that song to refer to anything other than dancing. We began our tribute to J.C. Johnson with Gus C. Edwards and his orchestra and Alabama Stomp, with the lyric by Henry Creamer. Cliff Covert was the vocalist on that September 13, 1926 recording.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Thank you, Ian. We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, September 17th, marked the birth in 1895 in Paducah, Kentucky, of drummer William McKinney.
Paducah?
Yes, Paducah. In 1920, he formed his first band, the Cinco Septet, which emphasized vaudeville and comedy. At first, McKinney played drums, but after several years, Cuba Austin took over drums, and McKinney worked as leader and manager. In 1926, the band was hired by Gene Goldkett to work at Detroit's Greystone Ballroom, and the band was given the name McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Don Redman was with the band from 1927 to 31 as musical director, arranger, and sideman. Others in the band included Langston Curl, Claude Jones, George Thomas, and Dave Wilborn. The band began a short but successful recording contract with Victor in 1928, and in 1929 was appearing at night spots in Harlem. The Cotton Pickers broke up in 1934 in Baltimore, and the following year William McKinney and Cuba Austin formed a new band, which was hired on a permanent basis at the Recreation Ballroom in Boston. Around 1940, McKinney left the music business and went to work at the Ford factory in Detroit. William McKinney died in the same town in which he was born, Paducah, Kentucky, on October 14, 1969.
Paducah!
Yes, Paducah. Here's McKinney's Cotton Pickers.
Okay, baby, with me. the trees, they're all a-singing hello. Even the bees are always buzzing hello. Brooks and the streams are harmonizing, sign on the door advertising greetings to you and a hearty welcome. Dixie, I hear you calling, come back to me. Dixie, I fear your portal soon I will see. Down in my home, land of cotton, near more I roam, to be forgotten, even the moon just seems a yelling hello.
McKinney's Cotton Pickers, April 9th, 1929, and a nice hot arrangement of Do Something, written by Bud Green and Sam H. Stept. Before that, it was Dave Wilborn providing the vocal refrain on Hello from November 5th, 1930. We began our tribute to McKinney's Cotton Pickers with OK Baby from July 29th, 1930. Reedman George Thomas provided the vocal there. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. As a public service, it's time now for this week's vocabulary lesson. The word for today is farrago, or farrago, F-A-R-R-A-G-O. With that long A pronunciation, it sounds like something that W.C. Fields might exclaim. Beelzebub, it's a farrago.
That's silly.
Well, I suppose it is silly. Farrago is from Latin and is a noun meaning a confused mixture, an assortment, a hodgepodge, or a medley. So here's a farrago of farragos, beginning with Frank Trumbauer's orchestra.
Anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there isn't, you know, who'd show it to me, hot Dinah. With the Dixie eyes blazing, I would love to sit and gaze in the eyes of Dinah Lee.
Every night, wide, shake with fright, cause my Dinah might change her mind about me.
Dinah, if she wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Loving arms, they hold a world of charms, a place to nestle when I am lonely. A cozy Morris chair, oh what a happy pair, one caress, happiness, oh yes. I love you more each day, when years have passed away, you'll find my love belongs to you only. Cause when the world seems wrong, oh baby then I know that I belong, right in my honey's loving arms.
All seems wrong somehow,
She's nobody's sweetheart now.
On my mind, I'm gonna find my thing. I'm just the worst simple Simon that you will ever know. Gave him all my diamonds, my dough. You can bet it, he'll regret it. He's gonna get it, and so you can't expect no $2 worth of sympathy from Birmingham Bertha. Like the police, I'll never release that man.
Baby face, That bunch of style and grace should be in Tiffany's window in a platinum jewel case.
Hey there, you get in that. I'll let you look, but then you mustn't touch.
For it all belongs to me.
I'm not even going to try to list all of the songs represented in those three medleys. We began that farrago with Frank Trumbauer's orchestra and the sizzling one-step medley from April 5, 1932. The vocal refrain was by then 23-year-old Johnny Mercer and the Nightcaps. Next, it was the Edison All-Star Ensemble and a medley of songs from On With the Show, and we did hear Von DeLeith in there. We finished up with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and a Ziegfeld Follies medley from 1927. Vocalists there included the Brock Sisters, Fairchild and Ranger, and Franklin Bauer.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Thank you, Ian. Today, September 18th, marks the birth 113 years ago in New York City of composer Fred Alert, A-H-L-E-R-T. His songs have been recorded by artists as diverse as Fats Waller, Willie Nelson, the Mamas and Papas, and John Coltrane. After graduating from City College of New York and Fordham University Law School, he went to work for the music publishing firm of Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder, arranging for Irving Aronson and his commanders, and then for the Fred Waring Glee Club. He began composing special material for vaudeville acts and was soon selling his own compositions to Tin Pan Alley publishers, and his first hit came in 1920 with I'd Love to Fall Asleep and Wake Up in My Mammy's Arms, co-written with Sam Lewis and Joe Young. That was followed in 1922 by I Gave You Up Before You Threw Me Down, written with Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby. Allert's association with lyricist Joe Young produced hits such as I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, It Can Happen to You, and Life is a Song. Allert also collaborated with Edgar Leslie and Sam Lewis. His most successful collaboration began in 1928 when he met lyricist Roy Turk, and together they produced I'll Get By As Long As I Have You, Mean to Me, Walking My Baby Back Home, Don't Know Why, I Just Do, and Love You Funny Thing. In 1933, Allert became a director of ASCAP, a position he held for 20 years, except for 1948-50 when he was elected president of the organization. Fred Allert died in New York City on October 20, 1953. Here are at least a couple from the pen of Fred Allert.
I think you're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? See, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. You don't, and I'm left alone singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't forget, you see what you mean to me.
Not a single line from that old love of mine. Not a word. Close with love the way you used to do. Oh, I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. Make believe, the letter came from you. I'm gonna sit right down, write myself a letter, oh, and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad that I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down, write myself a letter, oh, and make believe it came from you, just you, oh. I'm gonna write I love you, honey, deed I do. And make believe it came from you. I'm tired of waiting, cause I'm so blue, thinking of you all day through. I'm gonna say the sweet things that I love to hear. I live in a dream and just pretend you're near. I'm gonna sit right down, write myself a letter. I'm gonna fool myself when I make myself believe the letter came from you. Make believe it came from.
Most closely identified with Fats Waller, it's easy to think that I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter was written by Fats, but it was in fact composed by Fred Allert. The Joe Young lyrics were sung there by the Boswell Sisters on January 6, 1936. Before that, it was an unknown vocalist with B.A. Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra and the Fred Allert-Roy Turk collaboration Mean to Me from May 23, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.